Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The most recent point-in-time count of Sacramento's unhoused population backs up what we see and experience on a daily basis. The homelessness crisis continues to deepen. The numbers reveal a 67% increase since 2019. Over 9,000 people on any given night are experiencing homelessness in Sacramento County, and that's likely a conservative number. 2 years ago, the X Street Navigation Shelter, it opened to serve an area just south of downtown Sacramento with some of the highest concentrations of encampments. The goal is to connect as many people with affordable housing options. But a recent check-in by CAP Radio's homelessness and housing affordability reporter Chris Nichols reveals that while the shelter has made somewhat successful progress, there are still serious barriers that remain between the unhoused population and a permanent place to call home. Chris joins us now. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Vicky. It's great to be here.
So you decided to revisit the X Street Homeless Shelter 2 years after reporting its opening. So what sets this shelter apart?
I think X Street really stands out as an important resource in the city's effort to solve the immediate crisis on the streets, especially the large number of homeless camps, as you talked about, up and down the WX corridor south of downtown. It is a low barrier shelter. And that means people can come as they are, with their pets, with their possessions and partners. They cannot consume drugs or alcohol on site, but at the same time, they don't have to maintain sobriety to stay at the shelter.
Why did you decide to check in on the shelter this fall?
I wanted to learn how well the shelter was doing, not just in bringing people in off the streets. I think that's really important, but how are they doing connecting them with housing? You know, whenever a new shelter is proposed or open, we often cover it here at CAP Radio. Advocates for unhoused residents will usually express caution. They want to make sure these facilities aren't warehousing people, but instead getting them the services and ultimately the housing they need. And that was the goal that was expressed 2 years ago when I originally toured the shelter with Amani Sawirs. At the time, she was the chief operating officer of the local chapter of Volunteers of America. That's the nonprofit that operates the X Street shelter. And here is what she told me 2 years ago.
This is not a traditional shelter. It's a navigation center, and we are navigating people to housing and the services that they need to get the housing and stay housed. We usually average about 6 months, but it could be in any direction. It is our goal to serve 200 people out of the shelter in the first year. It is our goal to get the majority of those people housed. Some people aren't going to be ready, and we will have planted a seed, and they'll go do something else, but the seed will be planted. And I consider that a success. So it just depends on where they are.
Okay, so the operative word is a navigation shelter. Housing is the ultimate goal. So how is the shelter doing in getting people into housing?
Well, it's definitely bringing people in off the street. It's served nearly 800 people during its first 2 years, and many are from the surrounding neighborhood. It's also made some progress in housing people, but the city's own data shows that the vast majority of people who come in are not connected with housing. So far, about 35% have been linked to some form of housing, either permanent or temporary. And that is certainly not the majority of people that Sawirs had hoped for. When I asked the city's housing authority about the expectations for connecting people with housing, they said they set a lower goal of getting about 40% housed.
So how does this performance at the X Street shelter compare with rehousing efforts at other shelters?
Well, I think just based on my experience with this, the struggle to get people into housing, it seems pretty universal, no matter which shelter you're talking about in the Sacramento region. And I know we'll talk about some of the reasons why later in this segment. But as an example, Sacramento's Meadowview Shelter for Women, it opened 1 year before X Street. And so far, its numbers show about the same thing. Roughly 32% of its guests are getting connected to housing. And again, that means the vast majority who enrolled are just still at the shelter waiting for housing, or they may have left the shelter without ever getting connected to it. I asked Bob Erlenbush about the rehousing efforts at X Street. He's a prominent advocate for the unhoused community. He leads the Sacramento Regional Coalition to End Homelessness. And Erlenbush says, at least when it comes to finding permanent housing, which of course is the ideal and usually comes with a lease and some tenant protections, the X Street shelter is on par with most other shelters across the region, moving about 18 or 19% into permanent housing.
I would say that they're performing exactly the same. 18% seems to be sort of the mark for programs' abilities to place people into permanent housing. It's okay. Exactly the same percentage as all the programs that report to Sacramento Steps Forward that does its annual reports to HUD.
Erlenbush referenced Sacramento Steps Forward. That's a nonprofit that helps plan and coordinate the region's homeless services.
Okay, so given that, you know, roughly one in five people are getting into permanent housing, and that is on par with surrounding shelters, you know, people may be listening to that and hearing that and being like, that doesn't sound good as our this population continues to grow. So let's talk about why most people are not getting into housing after spending time at the shelters, one of which is a navigation shelter. I mean, what are those reasons?
Right. And I imagine some of those numbers are kind of frustrating because it essentially means that people are moving back to the streets, not in all cases, but in many cases. You know, there's really a wide range of factors why housing connections don't work. You know, there are a lot of financial and logistical challenges. At the X Street shelter, about 40% of the guests who arrive need help securing an ID or a social security card or disability paperwork, essentially the documents that they need just to apply for housing and benefits. Nearly half of the people who came to the shelter had no income whatsoever. But of course, money is not the only obstacle. Many unhoused residents, they face serious physical and sometimes mental health challenges. More than three quarters of the people who entered the X Street program reported having a disability, according to figures tracked by the city. More than half had a mental health disorder, and 30% were addicted to drugs or alcohol. Here's Christy Holderegger. She is the president and CEO of Volunteers of America, the shelter operator.
Somebody didn't become homeless overnight. And so coming in, it's not going to be housed again overnight. It's a process. And so there's lots of different barriers that we're looking at. And a lot of it is around the trauma that they've experienced. And that trauma can have started when they were a child. It could have been through their service as a veteran. It could be just a variety of different things that have to be addressed. There's a lot of assessment that needs to be done, and that individual needs to be a part of the plan to what their full potential will look like.
And I would imagine further compounding these challenges, I mean, given that the X Street shelter opened 2 years ago, we were in the middle of the pandemic. So how did that public health crisis impact the shelter and really its ability to connect people with housing?
Yeah, I mean, I think the pandemic definitely slowed things down, just like it slowed down so many other things in our world. It made things much more difficult. During the shelter's first year, only about one quarter of the guests found housing. And again, that percentage has increased as time has gone on, closer to 35%. Sarah O'Daniel is the director of homeless innovations for the city's housing authority. And she talked about COVID's impact on the shelter's housing goals.
When you're with COVID, everything really does shut down, right? The landlords aren't showing units. You cannot go out. You're not going to have the staff that are going to be there to actually take our guests to see the housing. Everything shut down. And so having a goal that might have been put in place a while back, we really can't compare it.
And just to add to this point about COVID, the shelter's director, Amanda Byard, told me in an interview that more than half the shelter's 25 staff members came down with COVID early on. So they were dealing with some huge staffing and health challenges right from the start.
Yeah, wow. Chris, when you actually toured the shelter, you also spoke with some of the residents. I mean, tell us about them.
Sure. I spoke with 54-year-old Stephanie Hoffman. She's been at the X Street shelter since July with her dog, Unique. Before that, she spent more than a decade living unhoused on the American River. And Hoffman is an example of someone at the shelter who does have income and documents in order. But even with those, it's still taking months for her to find housing. When I spoke with her late last month, she was on a wait list. I think Hoffman is also an example of someone at the shelter with a dream for the future. Here's part of our conversation.
What would your ideal picture be for the next, 6 months or whatever?
That tomorrow I get a call about a place. That'd be the ideal place. But
are you looking for like an apartment or?
Well, what I really want to do in the very, very end, what I would really like to do is start some type of nonprofit where I can have like some property where homeless dogs, like people go to jail, they go to the hospital, they die. And there's all these dogs that are like left where, and have somewhere where they can go, like a shelter for dogs.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, that's what my big dream would be.
You know, going forward, the shelter is hoping to expand its kennel space, and that might not seem like a big change, but really could make a difference in convincing unhoused residents who own pets to give the shelter a try. I spoke with Pitbull Dave Chapman about this topic. He's a Vietnam veteran. He spent decades unhoused, and now he works at the shelter as an outreach specialist.
If you're homeless and you have a dog, you will not come in here if you don't camp in your dog. People will not leave their animals to somebody else to watch, and they come in here by themselves. They feel guilty leaving the dog alone.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And that's the problem we have, is that a third of people that's homeless out here have a pet of some sort, and we only got room for 10% of them.
Yeah, that really is a crux of the issue, because that's a source of like really deep companionship, during these times. You know, Chris, before we're going to get into like the really pressing issue the neighbors of the shelter have been dealing with, because there are homes and businesses that are surrounding the X Street Navigation Shelter. But overall, when you touch base with city officials and staff 2 years later, are they optimistic that a greater share of guests will find housing in the future?
I think that they're guardedly optimistic. They are hoping that the partnership agreement signed last year by the city and county will bring more mental health services to the shelter. They're also hoping that as time moves forward, they'll be able to establish stronger relationships and trust between staff and guests, and that more affordable housing units will come online. Of course, the lack of affordable housing was cited by several people I spoke with as that one additional and very large barrier to the rehousing efforts. One more note on what's happening inside the X Street shelter. The city council in September approved $4.6 million in funding to keep the shelter open for a third year.
Well, outside of the shelter, I mean, there have been complaints from neighbors. There are homes there and businesses as well about the homeless encampments that until recently they lined the streets and the sidewalks outside of the X Street shelter. What's the latest on that?
Right. This really came to a boil late this summer when council member Katie Maple spoke out about the problem at a public meeting. She said she'd been flooded with complaints from the surrounding neighborhood about these illegal encampments. Maple lives two blocks from the X Street shelter and represents the neighborhood. She told me the city had broken a promise it made to the community about keeping the area clear of these camps, a promise that was made as plans for the new shelter were proposed. Not long after she spoke out, the city removed those camps near the shelter. The majority of people living in them accepted shelter at sites around the city, including at Sacramento's sanctioned campsite at Miller Park. That's according to Beyer, the X Street Shelter's director.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Chris Nichols, CAP Radio's homelessness and housing affordability reporter, about the success of Sacramento's X Street Shelter, as well as the barriers that remain to get people into affordable housing. You know, as we've documented many times, Chris, Sacramento has the region's largest unhoused population. But there are other cities that are trying to find answers for their own unhoused residents. The city of Elk Grove in Sacramento County is trying something new. What is the city doing?
That's right. Last week, Elk Grove opened a winter homeless shelter in their Old Town district, and it's officially called the Enhanced Winter Sanctuary. It's the first time the city of Elk Grove has funded a shelter for people experiencing homelessness. And city officials say that residents ask them for something longer term, more consistent. So the city's working with a Roseville-based nonprofit called The Gathering Inn to operate the shelter. It's a 24/7 operation. It can serve up to 30 adults at one time, and it will remain open through March.
Given that this is a first for the city of Elk Grove, you know, maybe there are people who don't typically think of the city as having a problem with homelessness. Has the city witnessed an increase in their unhoused population?
That's right. It's really not thought of that way. And I spoke with Elk Grove's housing manager, Sarah Bontrager, about that. Here is what she told me.
We've had a fairly consistent population of folks. At any given time, we estimate that we have between 100 and 150 people experiencing homelessness. And that's a mix of folks who are living outdoors and those who are living in vehicles. We do recognize, of course, that winter is a really hard time. The cold winter months are very difficult to be outdoors or in a vehicle. And so the goal of this shelter was to offer a consistent place for folks to stay during those months and offer some services that will hopefully help to connect them with housing while they're in the shelter.
You know, unlike most shelters in the region, you can't just walk up and enter the X Street shelter in Sacramento or this new Elk Grove shelter. They are referral-only facilities.
Mm. You know, before we let you go, Chris, when it comes to the Elk Grove shelter, what services will they provide?
Right. Well, officials say that it will offer case management, substance use treatment, and mental health treatment all on site. They also say that the shelter, they'll have a mental health professional there, staff members who will help guests make employment and housing connections.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, Vicki.
Chris Nichols is Cap Radio's homelessness and housing affordability reporter. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.